SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser!
All right, it's the good, the bad, and the dumb on a Throwback Thursday. We celebrate 1972, the year the Dallas Cowboys won their first Super Bowl on this date, beating the Miami Dolphins in New Orleans at Tulane Stadium. So, if that didn't already make you feel good, here's the good of the good, the bad, and the dumb.
Oh, this is a really feel-good.
All right.
Okay. An English soccer fan, he loved his team so much. Norwich. Mm-hmm. His team is Norwich City, who... You know, he said he loves them in the good times and the bad. He left the team $130 in his will.
He left the team how much?
$130 in his will.
Oh, that's cool.
So he could buy the lads a round of drinks.
That's really awesome. Now, here's two things on this. One, that's awesome. How many lads is he talking about?
You're talking about probably about 18.
Okay, 18 people. So that's pretty good.
Usually what, I'd say let's round it to 20 and say, you know, there's 20 people on the team.
Second, and I'm not saying it hasn't happened before, it's just I've never heard of this. How come I haven't heard about somebody else doing something awesome like
exactly,
this?
Exactly, right?
Like, how come in my lifetime I've never heard of a story where somebody left just enough money to buy all the Boston Celtics a drink, or the Lakers, or the Patriots, or the whoever. Yeah. Like, I haven't heard that story. That's the first time I've heard of somebody leaving money in their will specifically to thank a team by buying them a drink and saying, I loved everything that you've done for my whole life. Thank you. That's awesome. It's 2020, and now I've heard a story like that for the first time. Doesn't mean it hasn't happened, so don't tweet me and say, oh, this happened with the Packers once time. This guy in Madison did this. Great. That's all. I've just never heard it. Yeah. This is the first time I've heard something like this.
His youngest daughter was telling the press he wanted to give it to them to thank them for their entertainment through the good times and the bad.
Holy cow, that's awesome. That's tremendous.
He actually left 100 pounds, but that translates to about 130 American dollars.
That's wonderful.
And you think about it, like, you know, okay, figure there's 20 players on the team. Maybe drinks are like $5 each.
Yeah.
Perfect amount.
It's not like he was, you know, it's like he's saying, here's 10 drinks apiece. He's like, just one drink.
Yeah, just wanted to buy you guys a round.
I want to buy you a round.
Just wanted to thank you for, you know, entertaining me through all the years. And it's Norwich City is a unique club because right now they're in the Premier League, the highest flight. But a lot of times they're not. And, you know, you're talking about a guy who's been following this team. I mean, you know, be like you following the Steelers for years and years and years. And your Steelers never made it to the play. I guess being a Browns fan, right?
Right, right.
And you just saying, you know, hey, Browns players, thanks for everything, man.
That's awesome.
You know, we had some good times, we had some bad, but I was a fan through and through.
I'm going to suggest to my father that in his will, he ought to put in it that the Mets owe him $130
for all
the agony
right.
and pain
Maybe
that
more.
That team has given him over the years. So instead of buying them a drink, he should say, every one of you buy me a drink in my last days.
And maybe that's why, you know, we haven't heard a story like this before because
right.
everyone's
maybe
there.
That's it.
They all of a sudden sit down and rationalize right. like, why am I buying them? Like,
you why think, am I buying them bums a drink? Why am I buying those losers
you
think, a
drink? You know, I would say, you know, somebody in Buffalo, right? They would probably buy the Bills a drink.
Yeah, sure.
Because, you know, Bills Mafia is a thing. You're really hyped on your team. Really, what else do you have going on for you in Western New York?
That makes sense.
But then you realize, you know what? There were four straight years, man.
Yeah, they couldn't get one.
Couldn't even get one. You came close once, and then the rest of them, you didn't even bother showing up.
Can't even get one. Out of four times, four straight times, you couldn't land one.
I won. Come on.
That's a good story, though.
Yeah.
That should be a trend. That's a good story.
And,
I like
you know
that.
What? Maybe it will be.
That's a good story. All right. So then what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day. I can't think of anything really bad that happened yesterday as a, you know, there's a lot of bad going on in the world. But this one really might be the worst of the bad that happened yesterday because this is O.J. Simpson.
Oh. Is he on Twitter again?
Making sense.
Yeah, well.
I don't know if we want this in our life, right?
Okay. Let's hear what OJ has to say.
Hey, Twitter world, yours truly. Well, this morning, all the conversation is about baseball. And
Kara and who cheated and who took advantage. Well, I got news for you guys. There's nothing new in baseball. I heard a guy today was talking about how noble all of these old players were. Look, none of this is new. One of the reasons why the manager didn't worry about players that were on his team getting traded and then maybe squealing on him, because a lot of this stuff is pretty prevalent. Over the years, back in the day, I had an opportunity to play a fair amount of tennis with Hank Greenberg, a little golf with Mickey Mantle. And when him and his boys got together, you would hear the stories they would tell about all of these old players, you know. What do you think Ty Cobb was doing back in the day? You know, you don't think he was trying to take advantage of virtually everything? Before television, these guys was doing everything. And the fact that a few guys got caught now, well, yeah, I agree. It's wrong, and they should be punished. But I don't want to hear nobody else talk about all the noble players and how disrespectful this is to baseball. Look, there's nothing new in baseball. This has been going on forever. I'm just saying.
He's 100% correct.
Do we want this in our life?
OJ's killing it on Twitter, and I don't mean that as a joke. He really is doing a good job Twitter.
He's slaying them. He's just slaying Twitter.
I get crazy like this. I'm trying to clean this up a little bit. I see OJ on Twitter, and I'm marveled at it. I'm marveled that in 2020, this guy has got a social media platform. He's playing golf. He's talking. He's hanging out. He's talking about the fantasy football championship that he won, and whatever trophy he got actually belongs to the Goldman family. I mean anything that he talks about. I mean everything. Right? And yet I have to stop. Go. This guy murdered two people. I should not be enjoying right. O.J. Simpson's tweets.
Yes. No, he
murdered two people, and I should be as angry about it as I was in 1995.
95,
when he got acquitted.
We all sat there like, wait,
when
what?
When I saw this and I went, oh my God, he got away with murdering two people. I should be as angry today as I was then. And I find myself, it's a guilty pleasure, I find myself enjoying O.J. Simpson on Twitter. I don't know why, and I feel guilty about it. I watch him, I listen to him, I look at the comments and the people responding to him and all the jokes they're making, and I'm like, this is great for Twitter, and I shouldn't because he still murdered two people.
Yeah,
right. I'm burying my soul here, saying you can judge me however you want, people. But I enjoy O.J. Simpson on Twitter, and I know I shouldn't be enjoying O.J. Simpson on Twitter, that he murdered two people, but for some reason I can't help it.
No, that's why I'm watching this video. What happens is reality gets suspended.
That's a great way to put that.
Because
that's a great way to put
you're
it.
You're watching this video, and you're just watching an ex-football player just give his two cents about, you know, the cheating scandal going on in baseball. And somehow, some way, that video is about a minute and a half long. In that 90 seconds, you're watching it, and you forget, oh, I'm watching a murderer right now.
That's right. That is correct.
And then as soon as it was over, I'm like, damn it, OJ's making sense. How is this allowed?
Right. Completely. It's weird.
Like you said, this video, he's sitting in a golf, or no, he's not sitting in a golf cart. He's sitting on a patio somewhere.
He looks like he's living the life.
Just enjoying the sunshine.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that's why I had to put it in my bag today, because I don't know if we're ready for OJ to be logical and making sense. Because the next step for him then is going to be becoming an analyst on TV.
And the other thing too is, yeah, that's right. I know he's close. He's so close.
I mean, because you know what? They will put him on. They put Pete Rose on.
I'm telling you right now.
Pete Rose murdered anybody, but Pete Rose is banned from baseball. He's not allowed to be associated with baseball. Yeah, I think it was Fox who was like, hey, let's put him as an analyst, man. This guy knows what he's talking about.
I'm telling you right now, even money, there are TV producers right now trying to figure out how to get OJ on TV.
Yeah.
There is somebody out there. Maybe it's fly-by-night organization. Maybe it's a guy just trying to take a gamble, take a chance. Somebody's trying to figure out how to get the juice back on TV. Here's the other thing about him golfing. Remember at the end of that show with Cuba Gooding Jr., they talked about he couldn't get back on Riviera.
Yeah.
Riviera didn't want him anymore. I'm watching him play golf. He looks like he's at these nice country clubs again.
Oh, yeah.
He looks like he's like, because the Goldmans couldn't get his pension. They could get everything else, like, but they couldn't get his
like
pension.
Like his fantasy football trophy.
Right? Like his fantasy football trophy.
I can't believe he said that.
I know. I know. And
should he ship it to him?
Should he probably should. God. And he looks like he's like, no, I'm playing at these nice posh places where apparently they're welcoming him in.
Yep, enjoying a cigar.
Yeah.
Cold beverage.
It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. All right. So what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day, you'll have thoughts on this one.
Okay.
There was a Kansas man. He lost his custody battle against his ex-wife.
Yes.
With his ex-wife, right?
Right.
And so he did the only logical thing that one would do when you lose a custody battle to your ex-wife. And that is challenge her to trial by combat.
Trial by combat, like Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Very nice. What did they say when he pulled this stunt out?
See, David Ostrom, 40, that's the man's name, claims in court papers that his ex-wife, Bridget, who is 38, and her attorney have already destroyed him legally in their ongoing legal battle in her hometown in Iowa. He says, I now wish to give them the chance to meet me on the field of battle while I will rend their souls from their bodies.
Now you can understand why divorce was probably appropriate in this situation.
He asked the judge for a 3-month delay so he could obtain Japanese samurai swords.
Oh, this is awesome.
Ready for his planned combat.
Oh, this is great. No wonder the judge said, yeah, you're going nowhere near your kids. Oh, my God.
You know this is a thing in another country. Why can't it be in America?
He's trying to bring it here. I'm trying to bring it here. Samurai swords.
Yeah.
You crazy?
Yeah, you know, we need samurai swords. I mean, at least it's fair. You know, a gun is quick and, you know, useless, man. I mean, it's just a gun. You shoot someone, it's over. At least
it's made by Hori Hanzo, like in Kill Bill.
Yeah, you need to take your time. You need training.
God, those samurai swords. Oh, my God. How does he think this is going to play out?
I don't know.
This is awesome. That is great. Samurai swords.
You know, I mean, honestly,
I'm almost scared.
If you're upset, you're trying to win your kids back. That's a weird move, right?
It's a weird move. Right?
Say hypothetically, the judge goes, you know what? I want to see this as much.
Sure,
as everybody
why
else.
Not? Yeah, let's do it.
Do you think that same judge is going to turn around like, oh, you got her? Here's your kids.
Yep, exactly.
It's not going to happen.
Chopped her to pieces. Here's your kids.
Yeah, you chopped her to pieces, sword. And the judge's like, hey, guess what? Murder.
God, no wonder. Oh, God, these people are weird. That's bizarre.
Yeah, so death by combat.
That's the good, the bad, and the dumb. It's SB Nation Radio, SB Nation AM.